We have to face the fact that resource shortages globally, far from being happenstance, have long been part of power's calculus, that shelter, sociability, and food are systematically being made less and less available to us, systematically made more costly in the states privileged by craft, and systematically made unavailable in the states intentionally kept disadvantaged, most of which fall in the Southern Hemisphere, in order to create unrest, quote unquote, chaos, state repression, elimination of population. War is always war on us, whether waged by states directly or through surrogates, with guns or economic hardship, by means of debt or corruption. And corruption, all of these actions we are seeing happening almost every place. That power well knows that the non-human resources upon which this very costly system of continuously increasing accumulation, which termed politically is continuously deepening class. Can we talk about that? It has well known that the non-human resources that this system is based on are finite, and they cannot sustain this system. Has known it for conservatively a century and a half. And of course, the human political, economic resource, quiescent, subservient populace upon which this very costly system of continuously deepening class and continuously increasing accumulation is based is likewise finite. As de Tocqueville, John Stuart Mill, and many others, including our good three, Giovanni Arrighi, Terence K. Hopkins, and Emmanuel Wallerstein, have pointed out, that we are determined to get free. That's why Terence Hopkins couldn't devise a theory of the state commensurate with the theory of accumulation of capital, because we are determined to get free, and we are infinitely creative, and we needed but the tools to do so, which we now have. Determined to get free, and all the more so as we share knowledge about how to do so, and the certainty that we deserve to be so globally. And so the requisite quiescent subservient populace is also finite and cannot sustain this system of class, which explains power's determination to remake us, ensure a world in its own image, so that it isn't seen at all. It just disappears into the structure of society, or rather ascends to Mount Olympus. And how better to do this than to design us from infancy up, design us to not care about anyone else, to not want to grow our gifts, to be satisfied with smallness as they are. I mean, what a con, this notion, progress. We're going to be continuously talking about that. It's their big one in order to keep us subservient, which we are, unfortunately, until we start organizing together our own things. So they want us to be satisfied with smallness and continue to con us, design us from infancy up, while simultaneously reducing our numbers and increasing hardship. I mean, I'm really eagerly looking for some brave physician out there to start publicizing the fact that assault by EMF, electromagnetic force, can simulate, if not create, disease. I'm really looking for those deep analysis of diseases like Parkinson's and this new one we were just informed about, hereditary AE, whatever, you know, to look at the history of them, the development of these, and to do the work to prove to our, to the folk who, to our brothers and sisters who are reluctant to believe such things of the bully state, that these weapons do, it can in fact cause cancer and heart disease and strokes and congestive heart failure and pneumonia, that they can do these things. Where is the research on that? All of our tax dollars not going to the National Health, what is it called? To some health research group funded by us. Our tax dollars should be, in fact, trying to support our health preventatively by helping us get rid of electromagnetic force weaponry. Although I had to smile when I read that in Lauren Murray's article on the historical roots of this New World Order, these power guys, Plato's tribe, you know, her statement that these weapons have to be banned. And I don't know if she is aware that they are being used to actually create disease and reduce the population by so doing. I mean, I would, but it is rather impossible to believe that a high-tech Auschwitz scheme will be openly admitted to, which I think means that it would be difficult for them to agree to banning them. And if we have the level of organization and awareness and consciousness to organize a one-day global strike, it's irrelevant whether they ban them or not. Because when we withdraw our human energy, gradually that will overtake these technicians of state who operate these things. On some deep level, in their hearts, their souls, they want also to be free, just like we.